Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Don't forget, if you ever miss an episode, you can always visit knssradio.com. You'll find links to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook. And, of course, follow me on Twitter, at John R. Whitmer. That's the best way to stay informed on all the latest show updates. Well, Governor Kristi Noem is the 33rd governor of the state of South Dakota. Prior to that, she was the U.S. representative for South Dakota's at-large congressional district from 2011 to 2019, and a member of the South Dakota State House of Representatives from 2007 to 2011. She was elected governor in 2018 and is South Dakota's first female governor. Governor Noem, thank you for joining us this evening.
Oh, thank you for inviting me to be on your show, John.
It's an honor and a privilege to have you with us, Governor. I have to get right to this. We keep hearing from Dr. Fauci and others who say, you know, it's still too early to peel back health restrictions and do things like not have mask mandates. President Biden even recently said that we may be able to celebrate Independence Day with our families. You guys handled the pandemic so differently in South Dakota, certainly differently than we did here in Kansas. How do you respond to the narrative that's coming out of D.C. and the CDC?
Well, John, I don't know if you've heard, but Dr. Fauci is wrong a lot. and that's probably the biggest disservice to the public during this pandemic that happened, is that we saw some of our public health officials get political. And that discredits them. And someday we're going to really need to know that we can trust those who are bringing this type of information. And I think the general population in this country won't as much because of what Dr. Fauci has done and how he has not backed up his statements with science or facts or data. So, you know, we're doing very well in South Dakota. We still, of course, have cases and have some people in the hospital. But on our worst day, Dr. Fauci told me we'd have 10,000 people in the hospital. And on our worst day, we had a little over 600. And we did not close any businesses in our state at any time. We didn't issue any shelter in place or mandate anything such as masks. We gave people flexibility, gave them all the information that we had and told them that they would have the opportunity to protect their family's health, but also still keep food on the table and keep a roof over their heads. So I think we're doing very well, and it's really a testimony to conservative approaches to leadership.
Well, clearly you're doing something right, Governor. South Dakota is currently experiencing a 9.9% economic growth, the highest in the country. Your tax receipts were up 11.2% because of economic growth. And yet, you know, you've had the fewest business closures in the nation. How did you accomplish that when so many states, including Kansas, failed so poorly during the pandemic?
Well, we trusted people. We talked a lot about personal responsibility and the ability of people to take their own decision-making into their hands and do what was best for their families, but also their communities as well. So, yes, we have the least amount of hours lost by working people, the least amount of wages lost by people in jobs. We have the least amount of businesses closed. We have the lowest unemployment rate in the nation at 2.9%. We were the only state that didn't take the elevated unemployment benefits when they were offered. I told the president I appreciated the flexibility, but we didn't need them because the people in South Dakota wanted to work. And, you know, I think that when 1 week after I made that announcement to our state, we had unemployment claims cut in half. And it was largely because people that were sitting on the sidelines to collect a check said, well, I guess it's time to go back to work. And they did. So, you know, it's the historic revenues we're seeing coming in is, I think, people that wanted a vacation, they came somewhere where they could be free. People that wanted their kids in classrooms, they moved to South Dakota. People that wanted a government that respected them are moving their businesses and their families to our state. And we're welcoming them because obviously their values line up with ours.
We're talking with South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. I saw recently you informed the Biden administration that South Dakota would not be taking any illegal immigrants, that the administration might want to relocate there. Have you heard a response from the White House yet? How have they handled that?
Well, they had been reaching out to some of our agencies asking questions about capacity and providers in the state and stuff. And I wanted them to be very clear that South Dakota was not going to participate in the dismantling of our national security that we see down at the southern border. You know, we have an administration that's not doing any vetting of these individuals. We don't know who is coming in. We do know that they have captured people that are on the terrorist watch list coming through, and that we have very dangerous individuals that don't love America that are making it into this country, and that we have a crisis on our hands. So what I told the federal government and President Biden is South Dakota would not be participating, and that when these folks become Americans, want to be citizens and love our country, we certainly would love to have them be a part of our way of life.
How nice it would be to have a governor who would take that attitude.
Yeah.
One of the things, and I know my listeners want to know, I know you recently signed executive orders barring transgender athletes from women's sports in your state, but there's also been some questions about the fact that you refused to sign House Bill 1217, that was your state's bill barring transgender athletes from women's sports. We've dealt with that recently here in Kansas with a bill our legislature passed that I guarantee you our governor will veto here in the next week or so. Can you explain your objections to the bill and what your thought process was?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that what was surprising about the national discussion on the bill in South Dakota was that people didn't understand my position on this issue. For years, I have been fighting to protect girls' sports.
Yeah.
Years ago, the federal government came in and said they were going to make us and force us to eliminate girls' events and boys' events in the sport of rodeo. And I was in Congress at the time. I fought them extensively, was the only member of Congress that pushed back and got them to back off and to allow rodeo to continue to have girls' events and boys' events and continue the way that we've always enjoyed the sport. So my history on this issue is long. The bill that was put on my desk was unlike any other bill in the country. It had some flaws in it and that I asked the legislature to fix. And when they refused to fix those flaws in language regarding steroids, performance-enhancing drugs, and some definitions, when they refused to change those positions or those parts of the bill died. So I did not veto the bill. I asked for changes. They didn't accept them. So what I did is bring forward two executive orders, one that would protect girls' sports at the K-12 level in our public schools, and then another one that would protect girls' sports at the collegiate level, at the college level. So I'm all into this fight. I want to fight it in a way that we win. And these executive orders are going to stay in place until my legislature does pass bills that get to my desk that can do that.
Well, and again, I think that is the key, is to make sure that we have bills that will protect the women's sports. I know the left loves to demonize this issue and make us out to be ists, you know, whatever it is, bigots or sexist or racist, et cetera. But this isn't about that. It's not about trying to be prejudicial or biased against anyone. It's just trying to protect women and girls' sports. I'm glad to hear that. I saw those executive orders, and I think that is, at least in the short term, the right way to handle the issue. Governor, I know we have to let you run. I do want to make sure we let folks know you'll be visiting us next weekend. You're going to be in Manhattan next Saturday night for the Kansas Republican Party's annual convention. You'll be speaking at the Keep Kansas Red dinner next Saturday night, correct?
I will be. I'm excited to be there. So I'd love to see everybody if they want to come. It'd be a great discussion on this country, the direction that the Biden administration wants to take it, and really what our answer needs to be as Republicans. And listen, we've got the perfect opportunity here to point to individual states and their experiences and talk about how leadership has consequences. And we are clearly seeing out Democrat leadership has led to economic ruin and hardships on families. Republican leadership has protected the freedoms that we love in this country.
Two things then. One, any chance we can get you to stay? I mean, we'll swap. We'll South Dakota can take Laura Kelly and we'll keep you. That's the first.
I did commit in Kansas not too long ago that I would help you find a new governor.
Okay.
So I will help you find a new one.
Okay, thank you for that. Second question, before I let you go, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask this. Many people, including myself, think you'd make one heck of a good president. Are you considering running for the White House in 2024?
You know, I don't want to run for president. I think almost everybody else in the country wants to, though. So here's what I believe. I loved President Trump, and his leadership worked very closely with him. I don't really think one person can save this country. I think we all have our part, and I'll do whatever it takes to make sure that my kids and my grandkids have the opportunities that I had. So I'm going to run for re-election for governor of South Dakota. I love this state, and we'll just have to see whatever comes down our path in the future.
Well, thank you again for joining us, Governor. If folks want to find out more about you, if they want to donate, if they want to support you, they can visit KristiNome.com, and that's KristiNome.com, correct?
That's correct. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Governor. We'll see you next Saturday. Thank you again, and carry on the fight, my friend. Best of luck to you.
I will. Thank you so much. God bless.
Now, I do want to state for the record, she didn't say no. She said, I don't want to run for governor or for president. So there's a window. We'll take a quick break, and then I want to hear from you. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. Give us a call. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.